All right, and welcome everyone to Tuesday evening on peoplesinternetradio.com. I'm Stephen Roberts, and this is Cancel the Cabal. Yes, I just wanted to check my levels there. I guess I could bring myself up a little bit low. I was doing some things on something last weekend and seemed to be a little bit high, but that should bring me up a little bit there. I thought I was just a couple of links passed in the PIR Skype chat. So I thought I might go over what's been going on here again. Yes, everyone, hello. I'm going to go through the list there. Thanks for coming out tonight, 9 p.m. in Ireland, Scotland, UK, and elsewhere. Just 4 p.m. here in the afternoon in on East Coast time. Welcome, Bonnie, commonly known as Mark, Darby7, Dodger, Ian Alone, Free as a Bird, Jerry Do Nothing, John McCann, Lord, Lori, Lumen, Obi-Wan, Rich Fields, Sovereign Soul, myself, The Fast Net, Tony Don't Bank on It, UK Prep, and Vin B. Sunday. What was passed just a few minutes ago, and I'm still, I totally forgot to do what I said I was going to do last week. Do some research on gaslighting and probably the sham victim and a few other things, but narcissism, I think. So I'm going to try to do that today on the fly. But what was passed was defamation law in Ireland and also Scotland. I don't think that one in Scotland is good. In the Skype chat, it's not blue or anything. I'd have to copy and paste it and see what happens there. But anyways, since this article was written in 2009, there have been some changes to the law, including the reduction of statute of limitations period from 6 years to 1 year. An update by Barrister Carl Sweeney is available. Okay, that's just nothing but news. Copyright of Kieran Wood. This article may not be distributed or copied without the author's consent. Feel free, however, to share with friends and colleagues using the social media sharing buttons on the right. Defamation is one of the most serious dangers facing journalists and publishers today. 80% of all defamation actions are brought against the media, and libel action can bankrupt a small newspaper or radio station. Balance of rights. Journalists may feel that they should have the right to say whatever they like. After all, Article 40.6.1.I of the Irish Constitution says that the state guarantees the right of citizens to express freely their convictions and opinions, but the right of freedom of expression in Ireland is not absolute. The article goes on to say that because of the importance of educating public opinion, the state will try to ensure that all organs of public opinion, such as radio and the press, it doesn't mention television or the internet, keep their right to liberty of expression, but they shall not be used to undermine public order, morality of the authority of the state. Authority of the state. That's a good one. The right of freedom of speech is also guaranteed by Article 10, Section 1, I think that's going to be, of the European Human Rights Convention, which provides that everyone has a right to freedom of expression. This right shall include freedom to hold opinions and to receive and impart information and ideas without interference of public authority and regardless of frontiers. I have a little bit of a speculative opinion. When this idea of suing people for stuff on the internet came about a couple of weeks back, I thought maybe the system itself is going to start using this. And from reading there a few minutes ago, they are lowering the statute of limitations for this for this actual thing, this suing over your opinions. I think maybe the system itself is going to claim lies, claim that we are lying about them. I think the system is going to somehow come after people first in the courts. And I think they're going to make lying about the state or lying about the government illegal someday. It's just a speculation. It's just an opinion. I know they're very, very sore at a lot of us on the internet for revealing a lot of things. They will call people like Edward Snowden and some of the other whistleblowers. They'll call them traitors. They will call them treasonous people. They will call them liars. But they really can't justify what's being said about them. A lot of us know about the logical fallacy, the straw man attack, or even the appeal to ridicule, where some government official or some government will claim that someone out in the public, whether it be in the real media, well, I can't say the real media because it's all media. It's a lot of it's real, a lot of it is fake, a lot of it's misleading, but it all depends on your agenda, what you do with the information. But for government officials and government agencies and even corporations to be able to have the control to get into the court system and try to stop what's going on, they're going to have to hide all their lies and all of their misleadings very, very subtly, or just buy out the judges like they already have. I'm going to continue on this here, but there's still some messages going back and forth on the Skype chat there. They haven't gotten to my cell phone yet, so it's not going off, making all kinds of noises. But, you know, I am still going to try to find some material to speak about the gaslighting effect and the sham victim, and also narcissism, because I don't really want to speculate, you know, on what is going on, why People's Internet Radio and Vin's being attacked. I don't have a clue. I've searched on Facebook. I've searched on the internet to, maybe it's just the filters I'm using in my searches. Google, I don't know, but I'm not finding any kind of a reason, and I haven't been able to find any kind of a reason why People's Internet Radio, the group, is being attacked. It's just basically being lied at by one man that has a big a following. One man that wrote a book. And I would still like to get my hands on his book. I have college sources and resources. I can actually plug his entire book or sections of it into, you know, the plagiarism checker, just to see what kind of a source he uses for his so-called research. Whether he just copy and paste stuff and put it in his book, I don't really know. I'm not going to claim he's doing that, but I haven't been able to find out what type of an educational background he has. I don't really know why he's coming to the conclusion that he's coming to. Why we are bad people here at People's Internet Radio. I would really like for someone to, you know, be able to get a hold of him, whether it be me or someone else, and say, you know what, either put up or shut up. Just get right to the point. Put up or shut up. Prove that we're a bad network. Prove that we're lying. Prove that we are, we first attacked you. Or whether Vin first attacked you. No, I don't, Lori. I don't know the title of his book. Like I mentioned last week, I wouldn't spend a penny on getting his book. But if somebody were to pass it to me, that might be different. But, no, just let's get down to the dirt. Put up or shut up. When did Vin first attack? Or did he even attack? I hate saying his, you know, I just don't even want to think about his name or talk about his name. It's just really disturbing what he's doing. I think I did mention last week that people that try to gain the prominence on the internet, whether it be in the internet radio world or just on Facebook or Twitter, whatever the social media happens to be, YouTube or whatever it is, they will attack one part of the system to try to gain support from a lot of people. And whether they're falsely attacking someone or us in general, people's internet radio, it doesn't really matter to a lot of people whether the claim is true or not. A lot of us know from experience that if somebody says something on the TV or the radio or in print, most people, or maybe not most people, but a lot of people will take that as a truth without investigating it, without even looking into the claim. And it's really a shame that people don't want to take the time anymore. I don't really know whether it's laziness or conditioning. People have been conditioned over the last 120, 130 years or so, since the advent of these entertainment systems, the advent of technical media, the radio and television. People seemingly believe a lot of baloney. Well, I'm getting all kinds of messages, so I'm going to put at least one more tube on and see what's going on. And I'm still going to go back to do some research. Try to find some things about gaslighting and gaslighting a sham victim and narcissism. I do want to get some peer reviewed research and look into these things. I've only done amateurish research to this point, and I still need to get going a little bit quicker or do some things. I need to get used to this schedule here on Tuesdays. My normal day used to be Wednesday and Sunday, but I'm on Tuesdays now. So, I'll be right back here in a few minutes, everyone, with some more things to say. Okay, I need to get rid of that tune out of my Sam broadcaster. I keep forgetting. I scroll down and see something that I played before, and I keep forgetting to about the lyrics in that song. It's still a little bit early in the evening in Ireland. The kiddies might still be up, so that's just the bad lyrics in that song there. Don't need to be playing this early in the evening. But, anyways, I'm still trying to find something on the internet about... Actually, I found something today. Comes from Thomas Sheridan official blog. Thomas Sheridan official blog.blogspot.com. I don't even know if I should, I'm going to anyways. People's Internet Radio, a royal bloodline life support operation with a question mark. People's Internet Radio, not all people are created equal. What is the difference between a property law expert's... Oh, we're supposed to be experts at People's Internet Radio and NATO. That's what it is. That was passed earlier on today, so no doubt some of you were forwarded an email by Vin Byrne of People's Internet Radio deliberately attempting to stop me from going to the AV7. Well, I do recall Vin saying live on air, he was not trying to stop anybody from doing anything at the AV7 event, because they were aware that formal PIR hosts and people who made the mistake of becoming involved with them had been contacting me in increasing numbers, where the same story of being used, manipulated, taken for a ride, and discarded, and then either ignored and or ridiculed on radio, which is classic cult tactics, in case you did not know this. Well, I would still like to find out where he gets his research on cults, and I would like to know where he got from what type of information that anybody at People's Internet Radio were experts in property law. Well, anyways, I think last week I did look up the word cult. And if I remember correctly, cult has to do with religions. Cults try to indoctrinate people a lot of times in a bad way. A lot of religions are called cults. I think that's probably where they get the description of a cult. Ah, I've just been passed a message. Well, I think, I'm not sure, and I'm not going to speculate, but this message does say he gets his own information from his own cult. His research allegedly comes from his own cult. The people that blindly follow Thomas Sheridan. I don't know if that's true or not. That is just an allegation, of course. I'm not going to make the claim that... I'm not going to make the claim that Thomas Sheridan blindly believes if something is told to him. I'm just going to question that. Does he blindly believe something that someone tells him? I did point out last week, I think after I finished talking to Kira, or maybe it was before, I don't remember now, but I did point out to the fact that I did make a Facebook post a couple of weeks back where Thomas Sheridan did make the claim, and he has made the claim, that Red Ice Radio gave him his start on the internet in Ireland, actually. And I believe Heinrich Palmgren interviewed Thomas Sheridan in November of 2013, just a little more than 2.5 years ago. But I do have the link that's out there on the internet, and it's been out there on the internet for a little over 5 years now, where Vin interviewed Thomas Sheridan in March of 2011, a full 2.5 years plus before he was able to get on Red Ice Radio. And there's even the possibility that Thomas Sheridan was interviewed before Vin. Like maybe even Vin's show was his second or third interview on internet radio. So for someone to claim that one internet radio station was his first interview, I'm not going to call him a liar or anything like that, but I wonder if he needs to check his own research just to find out who was his first interview and who gave him his break, if you want to look at it that way. But like I said, I'm not going to call him a liar, but 2.5 years is quite a long time from your alleged first interview on internet radio. But what do I know? I'm just a leader of a cult here, or one of the leaders of a cult. Oops, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. I'm going to retract that. So I'm going to look for another song here. One a little bit less vulgar as far as language goes, and continue on with the show. Oops, I want to get rid of that one. So I'll be right back in a few minutes again, everyone. Okay, and I'm back after that little break for some more discussion here. I needed to make some comments on something I just seen a minute or so ago that went through the chat. I think everybody was talking about a lot of things. And anyways, the comment came up about questioning someone. And I think a lot of narcissists, a lot of people that are in the control mechanism, in the mainstream media, they don't really want to be questioned. They don't want to have to substantiate something that they might say. And, I believe people should be questioned. I've always questioned a lot of things from a very young boy. I would get spoken to in a matter if I asked something about the Bible or something about religion. I would get looked at and told, you shouldn't question what's in the Bible, or you shouldn't question the religious leaders and anything like that. You should just blindly believe. I wasn't told blindly believe, but to those effects, that's what it meant. You're not supposed to question your leaders, question your politicians. You're not supposed to question what is being fed to us as the official stories. Or I remember it wasn't but a few days after September 11th when George Bush come out with his bullhorn in New York there, stood upon the rubble with people around him. And he mentioned something to the effect of, we're going to go get the terrorists. And you shouldn't really look into conspiracy theories and stuff like that. That could have been his speech to the nation there, what I'm referring to there. I don't have my thoughts totally together, so it could have been two different occasions where he spoke of not questioning what the story is, not looking into conspiracy theories, because we're your government officials and we know what's right for you, and you shouldn't question us. But a lot of people did. I did myself, and I admitted this on air before, I did blindly not question the official narrative. I believed in the fairy tale that George Bush and Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld put forth. That was before I got a computer, actually. So, kind of a bit of a shame on me. But I do have to question, why should we not question anyone out there? I have said this, I have told this again on air on numerous shows. I believe the official offer does work. I believe it can work anywhere when given a fair chance. I told my story. Back in 2004, I went through a bankruptcy. I had a very nice home. I had a very good job, but I lost that job. I had 5 acres of land and a 3-bedroom home with 2 bathrooms and a full basement. There was probably, I think over 2,000 feet, 2,000 square feet between the upstairs and the basement of a living space. And technically, there was rooms down in the basement, so it could have even been, I guess, technically a 4 or a 5 bedroom home. But anyways, that's neither here nor there. But going through my bankruptcy, there are lawyers over here. I'm not sure if it's the same over there in Europe and Ireland and Scotland and that, but we have bankruptcy lawyers that help people go through these things. And my bankruptcy lawyer went through all of the debts that I had, all of the bills that I had were piling up after losing my job. And he told me I could, if I wanted to try to pay these things off, I could make partial payments. In so many words, the official offer. If I owed $300 to the electric company, I could make partial payments and keep the electric going. I had a propane gas bill. I don't remember. It's been a long, long time now, but I owed them a lot of money because I wasn't making money. And then when I finally did get back to work, the bills mounted up. And the bankruptcy lawyer told me again, if I wanted to keep the propane from being repossessed or whatever, or taken away, I could make partial payments on that. I had truck loan. I actually had 2 truck loans. I owed money to a bank for 2 trucks. I had a small business. And the lawyer told me if I wanted to keep the trucks, I could make partial payments. I don't recall him saying how much I would have to make, but he did say I could make partial payments in that to keep the trucks going. There was all kinds of bills mounting up. And he said I can sit down with him or one of his little constituents and make up a payment plan if I wanted to do that. He gave me that choice right in his office. But I remember him telling me on my home mortgage, I would have to pay full payments on that. And, you know, it really begs the question, why would he tell me something different about a home mortgage than referring to other bills mounting up? Electricity, utilities, propane, this, that, and the other. Why would he tell me some different information on the home mortgage? Well, looking back on it, yeah, Jerry, I can question if he was a informed lawyer or whether he was in on the gag, so to speak, you know, in on the game, if he was on the inside too. Yeah, I have to question that. Somebody just has to question people. We have to question a lot of things. And geez, that first hour is just flying right on by. It's going on 10 p.m. here. So I'm going to put another question on there. I'm going to put another song on, maybe 2, and take another break and come back with a little more. So we will be right back here in just a few minutes on peoplesinternetradio.com. And I'm Stephen Roberts. This is Can't Look a Ball. And by the way, I do forget a lot, as a lot of us hosts do. And there brings up another critique that Thomas Sheridan has put forth out there. We do have a donate button. So if you like what we're doing here, please go hit that donate button. All right, welcome back after the break there. I've gathered some more thoughts, and we will continue on with about the last, 52, 53 minutes of Cancel Look a Ball on peoplesinternetradio.com. I am going to continue on looking at some of these things. I just went back to the defamation. The link that was passed around for the for the defamation lawsuits that people are being, well, have the possibility of using the court of law to stop someone from lying to you or lying about you. And I would assume, I would hope anyways, that people of Ireland can use this system here to go after others. I would hope it would not just be corporations or government officials. I would hope anyways. But I was reading on Article 2. I'm not sure if it's Section 2 or not. Subjects that... subjects this freedom to such restrictions as are necessary in a democratic society in the interest of national security. That's interesting. They should put those two words into an article, into the law books. Sounds very, very familiar to what I was referring to a few minutes ago with George Bush. A lot of times, government agencies and government officials will say the phrase, "It's for national security." I think a lot of times, the word "national security" actually is code. I'm not sure, but I can only speculate. When they say something about it's for national security, that means that they have been caught doing something and they don't want to have to admit it. So if you can claim national security, you can cover something up without any sort of repercussions coming against you. I do realize and I do think that a lot of times in the past they have used this little get out of jail free card type of thing. I know it's, I know trying to put myself on the spot, 9/11 might come up as a discussing point with that type of a phrase being used a lot with the CIA and the FBI and the NSA, so many other of these alphabet agencies. They didn't really want to be questioned. George Bush didn't want to be questioned. I do recall hearing quite some years later that at first the White House and the Pentagon and some of these other agencies, they weren't even going to investigate 9/11 at all. They just wanted to come out in front of the TV cameras and say the 19 Muslims did it with box cutters and you're not supposed to question. Because there is that YouTube video out there, and I believe that George Bush did say in one of his State of the Union speeches, "We're not going to tolerate any conspiracy theories. You just pretty much better believe it was the 19 Muslims that did it. And if you question us, well, shame on you. You're a bad American. Are you a commie or something like that? Are you a communist or are you a socialist?" And there we go. We just put another label on someone. Put forth the straw man attack or the appeal to ridicule and point your finger at someone and blame them. Lori, I think there's a quick question over here from Lawyer. Can I imagine a flight getting hijacked over Scotland with a box cutter? No, I don't. Well, probably not, but I can't imagine any flight in the last 15 years since September 11, 2001 being hijacked. I think it's actually been tested or something a few times, and too many people have gotten out of their seats and subdued the subject very, very quickly before they could get to the cockpit, try to do something with the plane. There are just too many things that went right for Osama bin Laden on that day, and too many things that went wrong with the U.S. military. I believe maybe it was very, very lucky for Osama bin Laden that the U.S. military had no less than 5 exercises on that day to confuse the fighter pilots, maybe. No less than 5. I think it was very, very lucky for Osama bin Laden to convince the Pentagon to not to shoot down the alleged plane that flew into the Pentagon. A lot of us have learned since that day that I believe it was George Bush that took the power away from the generals at the Pentagon and the colonels to shoot down incoming threats they actually had. And I'm not sure if they still do or not, because I've never been to the Pentagon, and I don't believe that they want to be questioned anymore, but they had rockets situated all over the Pentagon that could protect the Pentagon from incoming, well, let's just face it, airplanes or rockets or bombs or anything like that. They had rockets that could protect the Pentagon. They have rockets that protect the White House. They have defending rockets to protect a lot of sensitive buildings. I don't know all of the buildings that are protected, and I don't know how much protection there is, but it just makes a lot of sense to have some sort of a defensive mechanism if you have sensitive things going on in a building. You really don't want it to be attacked. But apparently, before September 11, 2001, all of these defensive mechanisms were taken away for some reason. What reason that is, we can speculate. But I did want to go back to defamation law in Ireland and read a little bit more. In the interest of national security, territorial integrity, or public safety, for the prevention of disorder or crime, for the protection of health or morals, for the protection of the reputation of rights of others, for preventing the disclosure of information received in confidence, or for maintaining the authority and impartiality of the judiciary. That's interesting. Receiving in confidence, preventing the disclosure of information received in confidence, or for maintaining the authority, the reputation of or rights of others. It just begs lots of questions. It just begs many, many questions. Of course, the Irish Constitution does not only guarantee freedom to the media, it also guarantees respect the personal rights of citizens. Article 40.3.2 of the Constitution says the state shall, in particular by its laws, protect as best it may from the unjust attack, and in the case of unjust done, vindicate the life, person, good name, property rights of other citizens. What is defamation? The law of defamation in Ireland is governed by the Constitution Common Law and the Defamation Act 2009. That act repeals the Defamation Act of 1961, which was enforced until the first day of 2010. The Defamation Act of 2009 now governs all claims of defamation arising since the commencement of the new legislation. I guess I can just finish this out. There's just 2 paragraphs left, and there's more than 2. There's some other sections in here. I guess I can continue on here. The traditional definition of defamation was publication of false statement which subject a person to hatred, ridicule, or contempt. Well, there we go. There's an explanation right there that fits peoplesinternetradio.com and Vin. The traditional definition of defamation was publication of a false statement which subjected a person to hatred, ridicule, or contempt. And there, I have to continue back on with a statement I made earlier. I think proof of this, of these so-called claims against People's Internet Radio and Vin, I think proof needs to be brought forth. I think he needs to either, Thomas Sheridan needs to either put up or shut up, period, full stop, or full stop, end dot, end of sentence, end of paragraph, end of thought. Put up or shut up. Maybe, I wonder if somebody can try to convey that information to him. Put up or shut up. I told someone earlier today, the more and more I research, the more and more I find out about a lot of people, the more and more I want to have less to do with a lot of people that are doing nefarious things, doing bad things. I'm not getting tired. I'm just getting wound up. I'm just getting charged. I'm going to seek alternative healing methods. A lot of people know that I spent 3 weeks in Kansas City back in January and February. And I'm going to go back again. I felt very, very good out there. Met a lot of nice people out there, and I made some friends in a very, very short time. And I do want to go back, and I will go back. It's just a matter of having a place to be, having a place to stay when I get back out there. I stayed in an office building with a inflatable blow-up bed. Not much of a thing to do, but that's what I did for 3 weeks. I would like to be able to spend an extended amount of time out there, but it's a lot more expensive to live out there than what it is where I'm at now. The apartments out there are a lot more expensive than what they are here. At least twice as expensive. In some cases, three times as expensive for not very high of the line apartments in that. And if there was someone that had a place for me to stay, I would already be out there. I do have a lot of equipment out there, and I can do shows from out there. It's just a matter of getting back out there. I think it's a better place for me. And I want to get back out there and work with that group of people. Plus also, Sherry wants me to visit her in Denver. And I think I will. She wants me to spend a week out there. She wants to do some healing on me, some Wiccan, witch, whatever you want to call it, I don't know, some spiritual healing. Kansas City, Brian. Kansas City, Kansas. That's what I'm talking about. I spent 3 weeks out there earlier, and I want to go back. I have equipment out there, and I can do a show from out there, so it's not like I'm going to be taking off anything, but it's just a matter of getting back out there, having a place to be. Defamation. I think maybe people need to, some of us here at People's Internet Radio need to entertain the fact of using the Irish Constitution to use the court of law, going after this libel, defaming rhetoric. Because that's, as far as I'm concerned, unless I'm shown evidence otherwise, that's what Thomas Sheridan is doing, is making up lies, defaming the character. And I'm going to put another song, maybe two on. I need to take a little nature break here and gather some more thoughts. I have a little bit more material left. I'm going to go back to gaslighting. I did find something in my college resources. Has a little bit to do with gaslighting. So we'll be right back, everyone, in just a few minutes. I'm going to find a song that's hopefully not vulgar. All right, and welcome. Sorry about that. I guess I didn't know that that was at the end of that YouTube song. I turned my microphone on a little bit too quick there and got some end of that Kid Rock song, Born Free. Reminds me a lot of what Johnny Meath used to say at the end of his shows. He would say, "We are all born sovereign." We are all born free and sovereign until people give their freedoms away, give their sovereignty away. I think I will continue. See if this defamation link to the Irish Constitution has some more good things to say. The next section after I stopped reading the last one here says, defamation has traditionally been divided into two forms, libel and slander. Historically, libel was the written form of defamation, while slander was a spoken form. The advent of modern technology has made these definitions obsolete. Why would that be? That's interesting. They should happen to bring that up, because libel is still libel, and slander is still slander. Libel is still the written form of defamation, and slander is still the spoken form of defamation. But anyways, the advent of modern technology has made these definitions obsolete. Even though broadcasting is in one form, a more transient medium than newspaper, the invention of tape and video recorders and internet means that a false statement can now be preserved in the same way a newspaper cutting. So today, a defamatory statement broadcast on radio or television or the internet would be regarded as libelous rather than slanderous. Getting my tongue twisted here. Sorry, everyone. 2009 Act abolishes the separate torts of libel and slander and replaces it with the tort of defamation. Inactionable defamatory statement has three ingredients. It must be published, it must refer to the complainant, and it must be false. And there, after that little explanation of three ingredients of tort of defamation, I still must go back and reiterate. I think Thomas Sheridan needs to put up or shut up. I wonder how many of his little minions are listening each and every night. So maybe they can get the message back to him. Put up or shut up. It's just as simple. And I'm going to see what UK Prepper has passed me. I'm not sure what this is, but it's a YouTube video and my microphone is on, so hopefully I can grab it before it starts playing. Oh, okay. Well, UK Prepper is poking a little bit of fun at me, so I'm going to play this on air. President of Remington Productions. He's slagging me a little bit, everyone. So I'm going to give it back to him and poke fun at myself.
Hello, I'm Victor Kiam. I used to be a dedicated wet shaver till my wife bought me this Remington M3 electric shaver. They said it's two incredibly thin, flexible microscreens and 120 cutting edges would shave as close as a blade, or they'd give her her money back. I was delighted and impressed. So impressed, I bought the company. The Remington M3 will cost you about £20. The company cost me considerably more. The Remington M3 shaves as close as a blade, or now, I'll give you your money back.
All right. I can go along with the joke a little bit there. So, I haven't put Remington out of business or Big Shavers or anything like that. But you know, I'm keeping my beer on because it doesn't really matter what people think of me anymore. No one is ever going to be able to please everyone out there, so I'm not even going to bother trying. So, Prep, you can have some fun. I don't mind it. I know it's all in jest. That's why I'm doing the video things, Prepper, and you're not. But anyways, well, thank you, Lori. I love everyone here, too. But anyways, let's get back to the discussion at hand. I got about, I don't know, a good solid 15 minutes here. Might take another short break before I finish. And anyone is welcome to come on and discuss anything. Discuss the topic at hand. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me that Thomas Sheridan is not making up lies. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me he should not have to put up or shut up. Tell me we should not question him. Anyone's welcome to come on. The Skype contact is superbigbadman1. SuperBigBadMan with a numeral 1. I wish to hear from someone, one of his groupies, one of his cult members. I was going to, and I think I will, go back to get gaslighting. I found a link on it. Gaslighting. This is a peer-reviewed paper, I believe. Maybe a small paper, just 15 pages long. But this is called Gaslighting, a Marital Syndrome by Gertrude Gass and William Nichols. I'm not sure. It seems like it was written in 1988. But I'm going to go down here and read a little bit from page 5. It says gaslighting. The basis of our metaphor is the movie Gaslight, in which Gregory Anton systematically attempts to drive his wife, Paula, mad. Only the intervention of Brian Cameron of Scotland Yard saves Paula when he discovers that the strange events, including the flickering gaslight, are being caused by Gregory, and convinces her that she is not imagining things, not distorting reality in that 1944 melodrama. But it goes on, the very next paragraph, or the first paragraph, says, lying, conduct of extramarital affair typically involves lying to one spouse. There are several marriages. It's going into some resources, some links and stuff like that. But anyways, gaslighting is presumed to be a marital issue. Gaslighting. I need to research this more before I even go into it. So, reactions to gaslighting. Denial. Losing my mind. But I still need to find better resources. So, I'm not going to continue on with this anyways. I did want to mention one thing. I brought up Thomas Sheridan's blog, and I hadn't even mentioned anything, but this is what was passed around earlier. I'm going to go to it. Thomas alleges, no doubt some of you were forwarded an email by Vin Byrne of People's Internet Radio, deliberately attempting to stop me from going to the AV7. I read that already. Which is classic cult tactics, in case you do not know. Apart from this being an absolute low-life scumbag tactic, huh? Vincent Byrne of People's Internet Radio and his psychotic attack dog, Sean McGuire. Jeez, I didn't I guess I wasn't under the impression that Sean McGuire was a psychotic attack dog. Could have wrecked a wonderful event for hundreds of people, along with the huge costs and efforts by the organizers to make it all happen. This was their primary objective. It was an attack on freedom of speech and alternate media and nothing else. No other alternatives. No other ulterior meanings or anything. Something Mr. Byrne and his crew have taken to something of an art form here in Ireland. Read on. Basically, this is how People's Internet Radio functions. They are a PR front for a pseudo-mystical cult based on a bloodline family called the McGuires, who ostensibly were and want to be again an Irish Illuminati family. Such big claims. Really big claims here. According to their own history, an English monarch granted them bloodline rights to rule over the Irish people using a magical device of a small harp called the Sovereign Seal. And here we get into the argument. I guess I'm going to go into this a little bit. I'm going to move it onto another screen so I can get back into the chat, everyone. But anyways, it sounds like Thomas Sheridan wants to give credence to the royal family. And I personally would not do anything like that. I don't believe anyone is over and above anyone else. I've always said that from day one. I put my pants on just like the royal family son, Charles. I guess he alleges his name is Windsor, but it's actually Coburg Goth or whatever his name is. He alleges that as Charles Windsor or something like that. But I put my pants on just like he does. He might have maids or servants help him get his pants on, but they go on just like mine do. They slip over his legs and my pants go, they slip over my legs. So I don't think anyone is special. I really don't. I don't think anyone is over and above anyone else. And until the royals or any of their cousins or any of their minions, dare I say any of their cabalists, recognize that, I won't recognize them. I'm sorry to have to say that. But that's the way I feel. Huh? That's what the truth is. We are all born the same. Just because they have parents or grandparents or others tell them that they're special doesn't mean they are. Lori says, tell Sheridan Shenanigans to come to my door and tell me I wrecked SSOTL. And I will ragdoll him all over Egypt. Good one there, Lori. But anyways, I pretty much said what I'm going to say tonight about Thomas Sheridan and his brainwashed minions. Anyways, I just want to leave everyone. I hope he does have a minion listening, because I'm going to put this podcast up on the Weebly and pass it around Facebook, and I'll pass it around the PIR chat. Hopefully one of his minions can pass this to him. That's my message to Thomas Sheridan, is to put up or shut up. So I'm going to end a few minutes early. Thank you, everyone, for coming out and listening to my rants. I'm Stephen Roberts. This has been Cancel the Cabal on People's Internet Radio.com. And thank you, everyone. Till next time.